Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Let's get our buddy Josh Cooper in the mix. Josh has covered the NHL for a long, long time, including some time here in Nashville covering now Stanley Cup champion Barry Trotz. That sounds good, doesn't it, Josh?
And Stanley Cup champion Mitch Korn, the goalie coach.
Yes.
And also Lane Lambert, an assistant coach in Washington, right. too. But right. definitely a real cool Nashville connection there in Washington.
Well, knowing Barry Trotz, so what was going through your mind as you saw Barry hoisting the trophy?
So I know what's kind of funny is when you get into reporting and all this stuff, like they always say, you know, like kind of, you know, keep your subject at arm's length, like don't get too close to them, all that stuff. And I mean, the thing though, I was happy because Barry Trotz to me was awesome to cover. And not just because he filled my notebook every day, answered my questions. He just made you feel like a human. Like he was just, he looked you in the eye. He answered your questions. You know, even when I was on the road, like I think he invited me to like a spring training game once or something like that. I remember there was once, I rode the bus sometimes with the team to go to games or I guess to practice or morning skates because if I stay at the same hotel with them, it was a very nice courtesy they offered. And then we got off the bus and Barry just turns to me and goes, "Hey, you want to, you know," and it's not like we did this often or anything like that, but he was like, "Hey, you want to try like the best cheesesteak in Philadelphia?" And I'm like, "Okay, sure." And so like I went there with him and Mitch Korn and just talked to them for a little bit. And it wasn't like, "Hey, I'm doing this to try to get you to write good stuff about me." It was just a, "Hey, Josh, like you have never been to Philadelphia. You want to try a really awesome cheesesteak that I know, or cheesesteak place I know is close to the hotel." So I was personally really happy. I was really happy when I saw Mitch Korn hold the Stanley Cup, Lane Lambert. And you know, the thing is, these are guys who have been in the game for so long and have never won. And I'm just think in your mind, and you know, we all have personal goals in life, whether it's, you know, family goals or whatever else. Like, think professionally when you're in your, I think Barry's 55, Mitch is almost 60. I think Lane's in his mid to late 40s. You reach your professional goal, like the pinnacle of your professional goal, and you've waited that long to do it. I can't even imagine what goes through your head. So it was pretty cool to watch overall.
Josh, the other thing that I had brought up about Trotz, and you got to see this kind of firsthand, you know, he's in a market that has their first hockey team. He was so good at helping to educate maybe non-hockey people about the game.
Oh my God, he never said no to any request by the team, from what I understand. like it was unbelievable. It was like, "Yeah, Barry, you want to do this? Okay, sure." It was like it was in his DNA to be helpful. It was, and the funny thing too about him is like, you know, he looks terrifying to some degree. Like he's a mean guy, but you get to know him and he's just like the nicest guy ever. And yeah, I mean, he would do anything and everything to help grow the game in Nashville, which I thought was so cool. And really, in my opinion, made a huge mark there with the organization before they determined it was time to part ways. And it was time at that point. I mean, he'd been there for 15 years. There was no question about that. But he helped do whatever he can to make sure the team was fun, exciting, interesting, would always donate his time to whatever cause needed to be donated. And charity-wise also. It was really huge into Best Buddies and really kind of brought that. And with the Predators organization and other parts of Nashville, kind of gave it, I don't want to say gave it a bigger profile, but gave it obviously a bigger celebrity voice. So overall, did a lot for the city of Nashville, for the game of hockey and also just charity as well.
David Poile wrote a great letter to those guys that was published and we read it earlier, and it was just one of those goosebump type moments.
Oh, where was it? I didn't see it. Is it public?
Yes, the Preds have put it out.
Yeah, take a look at it. It's pretty awesome.
You'll love it. And it's all the things that you think David Poile would say about these guys. You know, basically like saying, hey, it's like watching my family members, you know, win the cup.
Yeah, and I mean, the sad thing is, you know, obviously David came so close last year to being in that same situation.
Yeah.
It just kind of makes me kind of sad to some degree that he wasn't able to do that, because you know that he's done all the same things that these guys have done, and such a hockey lifer as well. And I mean, the Preds are a really good team, and I mean, they should be set up for years to come because of the work he's done. But yeah, I mean, you know, especially, you know, David, Barry, and Mitch, I mean, those guys are day one employees of, or I guess they were day one employees. I guess they, yeah, they were day one employees of the team, or the Predators. And, you know, you gain a bond by doing that. And David and Barry were, you know, they had an incredible working relationship for a long time. And, you know, the fact that David did that does not surprise me, just because I know he's such a class individual and such a good person. As much as he would want to win this trophy for himself, I'm sure that, you know, number two would be those guys winning it.
Where do you fall, Josh, on the Vegas expansion team all the way to the Stanley Cup final? Great story, or come on, man, should that really have happened?
Okay, that's such an interesting question, because I've been thinking about this a lot. And when I say a lot, I mean like so I'm based in Los Angeles, and this year I was contracted by the Kings to do a lot of work. And like ever since that series, I've just been trying to reconcile in my head my emotions and thoughts on this. And I still can't figure out where I fall on it. Because on the one hand, yeah, huge for the game in the sense of it was a big story. A lot of people who maybe weren't hockey people were following this. You know, it really resonated nationally to a large degree. But on the same time, you know, I think there was a bit of a disconnect to, you know, in regards to like people who were close to the Vegas story and around it a lot versus fans who were just kind of like, give me a break. The fans who, at least kind of what I sort of gathered, you know, just kind of reading the tea leaves on Twitter and stuff like that, were sort of the types of fans or people in media who just kind of like, you know, the disruptor type, so to speak, the people who kind of like chaos. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's just sort of their MO. And the people who were really against it were just kind of fans who were like, you know, San Jose Sharks fans who were like, give me a break. Like, my team has never cut, like, you know, like, look at where we were as an expansion team. But I think the one thing that was really interesting about Vegas, and I think changes just the whole expansion process forever, is, and it made me think about this, is why in the world for so long have expansion teams basically been forced to be bad? Like, what is the end goal to that? What is the point of that? It certainly, I think, helps when the team is good. I don't know if it is wise to make them this good, but I also don't think we foresaw William Karlsson going from 6 to 43 goals. But that's a really long philosophical just sort of thought that I can't, you know, I still can't put my finger on what I think about it, because there were some nights where I was all in on Vegas and some nights where I was like, oh, give me a break, really? So I can't give you a strong definitive answer on that one.
At Joshua Cooper on Twitter. Josh, good to hear from you, man. We'll get you on again soon.
Yeah, no worries. Always fun. Take care.